Hi, Kakuta. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on tonight.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the current situation. Look, I know it's been a struggle to score goals. I know you guys are pushing to do it. You outplayed Seattle. How frustrating is it right now not to be producing goals?
It is. It is very, very frustrating, man. It's you know, we can't stress enough. We've been, you know, very frustrated in our place as well. It's, you know, putting all the work in, like you said, you know, trying and, you know, working hard and, you know, doing everything we can. And, you know, it's just, you know, the ball doesn't want to go in. And it has been very frustrating. And, you know, it's not for lack of effort, you know, lack of creating chances. You know, it's just not going in at the moment. So that's the most frustrating part. You know, you put all that work in and, you know, you get the chances and, you know, it's just not happening.
Yeah, and people can see it. I mean, we see it in the games. I watched your game against Seattle. I mean, you guys are getting into the final third. You're making stuff happen. There's tremendous effort going on. You're not scoring goals, though. You know, you've been in these positions before in your career. How do you get out of them? Yeah. Is it as simple as just saying you just keep pushing? How do you get out of it?
No, for sure. It's I think it's a simple matter of just pushing and you just keep believing, just keep going. And knowing that, you know, it's going to come. You know, we have the belief that when one goes in and, you know, a bunch is going to come. So we have that mindset, you know. It's tough to think about, you know, a few weeks ahead or, you know, next game or, you know, we're always in the process of the game we're playing. And I think everybody's really frustrated right now before the next game because, you know, we haven't scored. We haven't, you know, won a game, but in a minute. But I think it's just having the belief that, hey, you know, we're on the right track. We're getting better as a team. You know, we've only been together for 6 months. These things are going to happen. This is, you know, this is a test for us, you know, see how strong we are, you know, mentally and, you know, if we're going to stick to the process or not, you know. But I think, you know, we're a good group of guys and, you know, the coaching staff is doing a phenomenal job. You know, the reason we're creating all those chances is because of our structure and, you know, the way we want to play. So we just have to believe in the process and, you know, goals will come. I think we, you know, we have to have that belief. And, you know, good things will happen for sure. You know, we'll start scoring goals and, you know, it will be very exciting. You know, we're playing exciting football, but it's better with goals, you know.
Yeah, no question. And you guys are playing exciting. That was, actually, if you walked away from that game the other night and obviously – you know, everybody wants Austin FC to get results, but if you walked away from that game, you go, wow, that was an entertaining game. No question about it. The backdrop of the fans, the energy in that game. What about you personally? Do you feel like you're getting the balls in the areas you want? Well, you know, what do you think personally?
Oh, no, I think, you know, for me, it's about, you know, getting my minutes in, you know, getting that game fitness back. You know, getting confidence, you know, every week in, week out, all the minutes that I'm getting, gaining my confidence. And, you know, because I, you know, I'm a guy throughout my career, all I do or what I'm known for is creating chances and, you know, scoring goals. So me getting these minutes and, you know, getting comfortable, getting the game fitness in, and, you know, it's in Texas, it's not easy with this heat. Even when you're fit, it's a struggle. So getting these game times and, you know, getting myself up to speed, and I think it's very important. I see I'm feeling more comfortable, you know, all, you know, this past couple of games that I'm starting, and I think that's only going to help me, and, you know, I feel like I can help the team a lot more. You know, we'll see the fruits of this minutes in the near future here. But I think, yeah, definitely getting the balls in the right spot. Like I said, our system is made for my game. Because we want to attack and, you know, we want to, you know, defend high up the pitch. When we win the ball, it's, you know, it's a lot less distance to go to goal. And I think the way we play, we keep the ball, and for us attacking players, it gives us, you know, a good opportunity to put us in a good spot to score goals and create chances. And, you know, I'm a runner as well. And, you know, we want to play in behind. You know, we want to, you know, make those penetration passes. We want to get in the box. So I think the way we play suits my game perfectly. just been very unfortunate with, you know, again, we're going back to it. You know, you do all of that and, you know, you don't score goals, you're not winning games, you know, nobody sees that, you know. I think for us, that's the main thing, you know. I think, like you said, we played amazing. We played great that game. And then we played well in the LAFC game, but nobody sees that, you know what I mean? You know, watching the videos back, you know, we do meetings all the time. You're watching the video, like, wow, yo, we actually played really, really well. We created a few chances, you know, and you're like, you know, if one of those goes in, you know, two of those goes in, then everybody's like started talking about, you know, how amazing we're playing. But when you're not winning or scoring goals, you know, it's hard to say, oh, they're playing well. So I think for us, that's the most important thing now. It's, you know, just to get that one goal and hopefully that opens the floodgate.
Kakuta, what does Josh Wolf say? Because he was such a great mobile forward, and I'm sure during his career, like any striker, he went through some droughts where he wasn't scoring goals. Kind of what's he saying to you guys?
You know, it's the belief and, you know, stick to the process. And, you know, there's things that we obviously need to work on. We need to brush up on. And like you said, he's a forward. And you can see the ideas that he is, you know, trying to instill in us. And, you know, when you do it, it works. And, you know, when we don't do it, and you can see we need to get back to those things. And, you know, he's a great person to learn from. You know, he's got a great career. He's, you know, a sniper, you know, in front of goal. And he knows the dangerous areas, you know, where we should be to be able, you know, if you're not in the box, you're not going to score goals. You know, it would be very, your chances of scoring goals is very difficult. And, you know, that's what he, you know, always emphasized on at training and the meetings and the games. You know, we need to be in front of goals. We need to make runs in the box and we need to be in the dangerous areas to be able to score goals. And, you know, just making unselfish runs for, you know, your teammates. And, you know, you'll be in a position to score a goal yourself, you know. It's just like, you know, he's amazing. He articulates very, very well of, you know, what he wants and, you know, how we're going to score, you know, the goals. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we don't do those enough. You know, we get away from that, and it's difficult when you go down a goal and, you know, you think, you try to refer back to what you know. You know what I mean? But I think the boys have been doing a good job of, you know, trying to, you know, work on, you know, the system and, you know, stick with it. And, you know, we just need to keep doing it more, having the belief that it's going to come, not to discourage, you know, frustration not going to happen, and which is a good thing. I think we need that. You know, if we're not frustrated and, you know, we're not, you know, we don't have that edge, you know, I think we're playing the wrong sport. But I think you can see that throughout the week when we got back after that game, and everybody's, you know, eager to score goals. Everybody's eager to give a little bit more. Everybody's passionate about it. So I think, you know, we're on the right track, honestly. And, you know, we're not too worried about it. We're frustrated, but we know that it's going to come. You know, the qualities we have on the team, you know, I think that's the most frustrating part, to see those things are not, you know, happening for us right now.
Kakuta Mane joining us here on the Horn in Austin, Texas. This is Soccer Matters presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Look, you're a longtime pro. This is tremendous information you're giving the fan base here in this interview. Now, when you guys in the locker room see that the club is not fooling around and you guys are in the news constantly, you're one of the hottest things in Major League Soccer, both on and off the field. And when you hear a top talented Argentine player like Sebastian Driussi is being considered and is a potential, what happens in a professional locker room? Kind of take us into that area to our listeners here, because, you know, a good striker like him comes in. He's not coming in to be a squad player.
No, I think it's the same as, you know, being outside, just hearing rumors, and because we don't know any more than, you guys probably know more than we do, but, you know, seeing those rumors out there and, you know, whatever, Instagram or Twitter, seeing that it's a possibility and the club is working hard, I mean, you know, trying to make the squad better. I think, you know, the excitement in the locker room, is good, you know, because we want good players who are going to come and help the team, contribute to the team. Like you said, you know, top player from Argentina, and, you know, he's a good player. So if, you know, if there's any truth to it and the club is able to make the deal, I think, you know, guys are really excited. You know, maybe, you know, we need a guy come in and you know, bring his, you know, qualities and help the team. But I think people are, you know, people talked about it because it's a rumor, it's on the internet. And, you know, we're seeing it on Twitter or on Instagram that, you know, the club is trying to sign him and, you know, he's an exciting player and, you know, some other guys, I think, know about him. So I think people are excited about, you know, if it's true and it's going to happen, people are really excited about it.
Kakuta Mane joining us here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, and we always thank Kakuta coming on. I will tell you, Kakuta, you are so well-spoken, and, you know, the type of interview you're giving now is not always the one you want to talk about when you're not scoring goals and you're not winning games, but I appreciate how professional you are about it. And, you know, what are some of your other teammates saying about getting this thing turned around and getting a result against Colorado on Saturday?
I think, again, we refer to that belief. It's, you know, I wouldn't say it's a concern, but the frustration, we know that we have to start making the push if we want to achieve our goals this year, you know, making the playoffs. And, you know, we want to score lots of goals, and that's been our, you know, our talk since the beginning of the season, since the first day I got here. The message is we want to score lots of goals. We want to win games, you know, 5-4, 6-5. You know, that's how we want to win games. At the moment, that's not happening. And, you know, the message is, you know, just, you know, try to get one. You know, again, we're trying, but it's not happening. You know, we're sticking together as a team, and it's just we have to believe that, you know, things are going to happen. And, you know, we've been better since, you know, since the day one I've been here. You know, the trajectory has been amazing. You know, we clean out a lot of little mistakes that we don't give up a lot of chances. You know what I mean? You know, if you look at it from the beginning of the season, you know, we've buttoned up a lot of things. And it's just one of the things you just want luck to be on your side, you know, one of these games and then, you know, go from there. But I think, you know, everybody's, like I said, it's been a good week so far at training. Everybody's head is cooled down and, you know, the training has been, you know, getting in the box, scoring goals, taking the chances, taking shots, and hopefully they can translate. And everybody's been, you know, a sniper this week. Hopefully they can translate into the game against Colorado, where I think, you know, we have that mentality, you know, especially this week, you know, because the run we just went through, everybody's thinking score goals, score goals, score goals, I think, which only helps us. And it's been a very, very positive week, even though, again, people are frustrated, but we're motivating each other. We're pushing each other. Coaching staff are there. They're pushing, you know, the players, and we're watching videos. And, you know, there's a lot of details that we need to button up again. But I think we'll get there. You know, I think we'll get there. I think we are patient. And I think, you know, the fans are patient. The coaching staff believe in what we're doing. The squad believes in what we're doing. It's a good system to play in. And again, if we're not creating chances, we should be worried. You know what I mean? If we're not playing exciting football, we should be worried. But we're playing beautiful football. We're creating chances. You know,
you're getting into the final third beautifully. I mean, there's some of the buildups and possession play and the buildup and the run of play stuff is absolutely gorgeous and fun to watch.
Exactly. So I think, you know, we have to just have to keep that in mind. It's like sometimes luck is just not on your side. And, you know, you can look at it one or two ways, or you can take it one or two ways. You know, you can give up or just, you know, put your sleeves up and, you know, roll your sleeves up and, you know, just go again and, you know, keep fighting, keep believing that it's going to happen, you know, and keep trying. So I think that we're in that stage. We're going to keep trying. You know, there's no concern. You know, we're not giving up, and everybody wants to, you know, score that goal, and everybody wants to see, you know, this team achieve their goals this season. The coaching staff, the players, the staff members, you can see it. Everybody wants, you know, excited, happy with the way we're playing, but, you know, just that little bit, you know, is missing, that goal. But
Kakuta,
I have 100% belief that it's going to come soon.
Kakuta, we're up on a hard break. Tremendous stuff. By the way, you pointed something out great. You're the best defensive team in the Western Conference, only conceding 10 goals. Now we get some goals to go along with that. You start getting results. Kakuta, thank you so much for giving us your time. Very much appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.